Good afternoon, everyone. As we prepare for Parshas Nasai, where we have the topic of Birchas Kayanim. We discussed one dimension of it on Wednesday, whether a father is allowed to bless his child with two hands or only one hand. Well, what's interesting is we want to talk about Birchas Kayanim Bizman Hazem. So the Gemara tells us something very powerful about Birchas Kayanim, is the light on the Bluetooth on, about Birchas Kayanim, when the times that the Beis HaMikdash stood. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, Sif Chaf Gemel, B'shasha Kayanim Avarach Ma'am, when the Kayanim blessed the people, Lo Yabitu, they should not gaze, V'lo Yasichu Daitam. They should not divert their mind. Elayu einayim klapei mata. Their eyes should be lowered, kama she'omei b'tfila, like when they're standing in prayer. V'ha'om yichavnu lebracha. The people need to be mechavin to the bracha. V'yu pneim k'neged pnei ha'kayhanim. And they need to be facing the kayhanim. V'lo yistaklu b'hem. They're not to gaze at the kayhanim. Says Rama, ha'gav v'gam ha'kayhanim. The Kohanim also should not gaze at their hands. Therefore, the minhag is, you hang the talus on their face, and their hands are outside of the talus. Says Rama, so that the people don't look at it. But, you know, one of them is going to be in a situation where it will be a little difficult not to look. If the Kohanim's hands are out of the talus, then the people might look. If it's in the talus, they might look. Okay. If I were to ask you, why should you not gaze at the hands of the Kohanim? So, right, please say the wrong answer, because the Shekhinah rests on their hands, right? That's what everybody has been trained to think, which is not really correct. Because that's only, as we're going to see, L'chaira, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. That's what the Gemara says openly. But we'll see, maybe it is the correct answer. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkat and Peites, "V'lo yistak l'bahem ritzon eloymar loy b'fnei akoyhanim." Don't look at their face. Loy b'deyim. Why? Ve'atamu gam kein kedei shlo yasichu daita me'avrocha. So you don't divert your mind. Meaning, if you're under the talus, sticking tzitzis into your grandkid's ear, if that's how you bond with your grandchildren, you completely blew it. If this is your, you know, I really like to bring my grandchildren to shul. For Birchas Kayanim, it's my bonding time. So, pal, you've lost it. This has nothing to do with bonding time. If you want to be able to access the bracha of the Kayanim, you must be completely focused on the bracha to the point where you can't look at them. The only reason you can't look at them is because you might think about them and not the bracha. Rem Kane, Koshi can't really talk about Kamacher. All the more so, don't whip out the Wall Street Journal and there's, hey, nobody's looking. Now, I will wonder why people come to Birchas Kayanim with these things rolled up in their pockets. You know, who knows what people are whipping out then. No, you're not to look at anything else. You can't look at the daf. You can't look at the parsha sheets. You could only think about the bracha. Oh, I can't answer for anybody. What? The things on the side that you're not to say? Yeah, those things you're not to say. Why? Because, I don't know. Either, we'll see. It's probably not correct, but it might be correct. Umidina ain't also b'sachis maruba. The truth is, just because you're going to look at their face or the hands for a second, it's not going to disturb your kavana. The truth is only long gazing, extended gazing is also. Shiyach alavo idei hasachadas. It could come to a distraction. Avariyak tashari. Halacha l'maisa, you're allowed to look. Really? Who says? The Mishnah Berurah. What? Right? The Riyak Tas is Mutar. The Dafka Bizman HaMikdash, Shem Avachim Shem HaMafayrosh. Only in time of the Beit HaMikdash, and they would make a bracha with the special name of Hashem, Ashchino, Yisushal Yidem, and the Shino's on their heads. Then I asked her, Afilo Riyak Tas. Then it was asked her to look briefly. As a zecher to the mikdash, like Koyrech, right? That we don't look a zecher to what they used to do. But are you allowed to? How about are you allowed to? There's a kid. He came into shul on the second day of Yom Tov. He was bruised. He looked like he was beat by his parent. Yeah, because he stuck his head out of the talus. Not a reason to. I'm just joking. It's not a reason to abuse your child because he happened to look. There's nothing wrong. There's no isser. Bechlau. Not usher. It's mutter to look. It's just a zeichel mikdash natalak. That's the psak. No, just a zeichel mikdash. The thing is, you won't be able to read the Wall Street Journal if you don't have your talus over your head. But again, the answer is no. The answer is you do have to have a talus over your head because of the first reason of Mishnah Berurah. You're not to be distracted. To remove all distractions, you cover your head in the talus. However, it's not to look. That's only zeichel mikdash. Yeah. Okay. So that is what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. That's halacha l'maaseh. That really you're allowed to look. It's just a zecher. So that alone is eye opening. That alone almost nobody knows. Yeah. Right. There you go. However, let's examine the sugya. Where does this come from? The Gemara in Chagiga says on Daf Tezayinim and Aleph, Darash Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nachmani Meturgamana Duresh Lakish. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Nachmani, the Meturgam Rosh Lakish said, "Kol hamistakel begimel dvarim einav keilus." Anyone who looks at the following three things, their eyesight will dim. One of them is hamistakel bekoyhanim bezman shebeis hamikdash tayam. One who gazes at the koyhanim when the beis hamikdash was standing, shehayu oyim dim al duchanan, umavachin es yisrael b'shem hamafayish. So the Gemara says explicitly that one who would gaze at the hands of the koyhanim or at the koyhanim when they would stood on the duchan and bless the Jewish people, their eyes would dim. Says Rashi, Shehashchina Shoira Al Kishrei Etzvoisam, because the Shechina was on the knuckles of their fingers. Interestingly, Rashi in Masechta Megillah, look at number 7, on Daf Chavdalet Amud Beis. Says any kohanim here? Any aspiring kohanim? Anyone people who are working on becoming a kohen who has a mum on their hands cannot duchen. Why would you think a kohen who has a mum on their hands cannot duchen? Let's say a kohen who has a second head growing out of their hands. Well, he's not a duchen. Why? So because it might be if people are going to look, and then what? So Rashi says, look at number 7. Koin shi Israel moment, lefisha amistaklim boy. People are going to look at it. And the Gemara and Chagiga says on Tezayin, someone who looks at the hands of the Kayhan and when they're duchening, their eyesight will dim because the Shechina is on their hands. Comes Tosfos, he says, Rashi, what are you talking about? That's not the reason. Don't say halacha l'maisa that a Koin who has a mum on their hands can't duchen because people are going to look and their eyesight is going to dim. Because the Gemara Chagiga explicitly says that's only when the Beis Hamikdash was standing. The Beis Hamikdash is not standing. There's no problem of eyesight dimming. Says Tosfos in number 8. Mikan Kasha Pirush Rashi. The Paragimel de Megillah. On Alahid Tanan Yadav Bohakinois. Says if your hands have spots, Le Yisa Kapav. Uperish Mishum Sha'am Mistaklim Boy. Tosfos in Chagiga asks on Rashi and Megillah that Rashi says a kohen who has a mum on his hands can't duchen. Rashi says because the people are going to look at it, and the Gemara says in Chagiga that the eyesight will dim. V'halasa the maskina davis ashrei zmenus kayam. V'ilu hasam in the Megillah b'gvulin. It's talking about outside of the Beis Hamikdash because the Gemara asks, there was somebody that was in Rav Huna's neighborhood that duchened with a mum, and the Gemara says, no, everybody knew it was used to that mum. So therefore, Tosfos says, a different shot why if you have a mum on your hand, you can't duchen, and that is the reason of distraction, right? So Tosfos says, v'nira l'farsh af begvulin mitzar mishum hesachadas. The reason why you're not a duchen, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, if you have a mum, is because of distraction. V'hachi yisabi yushalmi. Says Amrav Yosi, Hada Amra, Sha'asu Sag Vahan Mishashim of Archim Amrav Chagai, Chum Amra Elamishim Hesach. I know Mesavu Mesach Nadatah, because if you look in the Yushalmi, Yishalmi says that if somebody is a very strong-minded, they could look, because they won't be Metziachta. Bottom line is, Tosfos argues on Rashi. Rashi seems to say, even Bizman Hazeh, you're not to look at the hands of the Kohanim. It sounds like Rashi holds, even Bizman Hazeh, the Shechina Shara on the hands, and Tosfos dismisses that, because the Gemara clearly says it's only Bizman Shebeis Mikdash Kayim. So therefore what, you should be able to... Okay, but still, Rashi does say the reason why you can't duchen if you have a mum is because people's eyesight might dim. That means Rashi, even Bizman Hazeh, that factor still applies. Now, it's interesting. Rashi doesn't say your eyesight might dim. Rashi just says the Shechina's on the hand. The truth is, no, Rashi doesn't quote that. Oh, Rashi in Chagiga says that the Shechina Shaira al Kishrei Etzvoseyem. Right. Rashi in Megillah quotes the Gemara Ein of Chaos. The truth is, the Medrash is mashma that even Bizman Hazeh, the Shechina still rests on the hand. How's it mashma that way? Look at number five. There is a Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. My beloved is like a deer, or a gazelle. He's standing behind our walls, mashgiach min hachalonos, peering through the window, looking through the window, meitzitz min hacharakim, gazing through the crack. Says the Medrash in Shir Hashirim. And what's the next pasuk? Ana doidi v'amar li. Says the Medrash in Shir Hashirim. He neizeh oimer achar kosleinu, achar kosle batik nefius ubatik nevashik. Standing behind the walls of the shuls, mashgiach min hachalonos, looking from the windows, from the shoulders of the kohanim, meitzitz min hacharakim, mibein etzloisem shel kohanim, from between the fingers of the kohanim. Ana doidi va'amar li, ma amar li, what does my beloved say to me? Yivarechecha Hashem meyishmerecha. Very interesting thing. Says the Medrash. The Medrash seems to say that even Bizman Hazeh, the Shechina is on the fingers. How's it mashma even Bizman Hazeh? Maybe it's only Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash HaYakayim. Because the Medrash says, Achar Kosle Batik Nasiyas Batim Midrashais, which sounds like Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Charev, and now we only have Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses. Still, the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking from between the fingers of the Kohanim. By the way, we also see from here that the Kohanim are not the ones giving us the bracha. Hashem is giving us the bracha. They're just the medium through which Hashem gives the bracha. Because the Medrash says, "Ana doidi," going on God. Ve'amar li, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Yivarecha Hashem Yishmach." But be it as it may, the Medrash is mashma that God is still on the hands of the Kohanim. But the question is, but the Gemara seems to say only Bizman Sha Beis Hamikdash Kayam, and the Kohanim were on the Duchan. But Rashi and the Medrash seem to say no. Rashi still feels that the reason you can't look at the hands of the Kohanim is because of the Shechina. If you look at number 10, the Sefer Charedim was written by Rabbi Elazar Azkiri, the author of Yidden Nefesh. He says, Osur lehistakel bidei ha-Kohanim, benesiyusam levarech ha-Sa'am, ki emas ha-Shechina shoira bohem, the fear of the Shechina rests on them, va'afilu bezan hazeh. Even nowadays. So the Sefer Charedim says that even nowadays the Shechina is on the hands of the Kohanim. Not like what the Mishaburu said, not like the way we started. But again, that seems to be against the Gemara. Sefer Charedim seems to be against the Gemara, seems to say, like Tosfos points out, that the Shechina is only on the hands of the Kohanim. The truth is, if you look in the Zohar says explicitly, God still rests on the hands of the Kohanim. Look at number 11. Ta'ana, Amar of Yosi. B'shaita de Kohana, Paras Yadai. When the Kohanim spread out their hands, Asur Leila Amalas Taklabe. It is prohibited for the people to gaze. Mishum de Shchinta Shaya Bidai, because the Shechina rests on their hands. Amar of Yitzchak. Who cares? You can't see God. What do you mean? You can't look at the hands of Kahan because the Shekhinah is there, but you don't see God. Right? How do I know? But Iksiv, Kilo Yirani Adam Echai. B'chayim Lo'ichamon O'misim Chamon. So what do you worry about? You're going to see God? You can't see God. Says the Zaya, Amalei Mishim, the Shema Kaddish Armizu Batsman Di Adai. Because the holy name is alluded to on the fingers of their hands. Boi Barnash L'dachla, and man needs to fear it. Apagav D'Lo'ichamon Shechenta, even though you can't see the Shechina, Lo'ibon L'stakla B'dayu D'kahana, you're not allowed to gaze at it. Begin the way Yishtakchon Amma Chatzifan L'gav Shechenta. You can't be Mechutzav to the Shechina. So the Zohar seems to say what Rashi implies and what Tosfos dismisses, and that is the Shechina still rests on the hands of the Kohanim. Likewise, the Zohar Mishalach says, anyone who gazes at the Keshes is like looking at the Shechina, and you're now to look at the Shechina, and therefore you're now to look at the fingers of the Kohanim. But wait a second. Rashi implies that you're now to look at the hands of the Kohanim because of the Shechina. And the Zohar says explicitly now, look at the hands of the Shechina. But the Gemara says, no, it's only the Zman Shvetim of the Shkayim when the Kohen would use the Shem HaMafayrash. Look in the Chuvas of the Radvaz, Rav David Ben Zimra, Rabbi Elarizal. Why is the Minog that the Kohanim in these countries cover their faces and their hands? But from the Mishnah and the Gemara, it's Mashma, they don't cover their hands. Says Rav, I'll tell you why they cover their hands. Number 13. Not to cause the people to stumble. So I would have said like Tosfos, because you don't want to be distracted. No. We dash the Metzis min acharakim from the five charakim, the five windows. There's a big problem because there are only four spaces between.
Between the two sides.
Chelak days. There's no time. That's it. Okay. So what are the five charakim? But that's what we darshan. So the Shalat Tshuvas Pnei Maven says, you know, he wants to know, really, what does the Radbaz mean that the Shechina is Shaira on the fingers of the Kohanim, L'chara, that's no longer the case. So the Shalat Tshuvas, this is Rav Nisan HaLakoyin Free, number 14, Shalat Tshuvas Pnei Maven, or Chaim Tzimri Chav Zayin. It says, if you look in the Mishnah and Megillah, it says, a Kohen who has moment on his hands cannot doche. Rashi says, the Gemara in Chagiga, because you're not to look at the hands of the Kohanim, because of the Shechina and Tosfos S, it's only Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayam. Well, says the Pnei Maven, Rashi Avada Navada is Moida, that the real reason is Hesach Hadas. But here's the question. A Kohen has a mitzvah to Duchen. He has three mitzvahs to Duchen. They're going to say Kayanim, and he's not going to go up. He's going to violate three mitzvahs. He's not going to do the mitzvah because he has mumen on his hands and the people will be distracted. Who cares? But he's going to violate an avera because of that. So therefore, Rashi says like this. Rashi says the Shechina is on their hands, meaning Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, you weren't allowed to look at his hands. And because of this Isser, the Kohanim were mevatel the mitzvah berchas Kohanim. So therefore, bizman hazeh, the Chachamim say not to do it because of Hesach Hadas. But if it wouldn't have been Oster bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, they wouldn't have refrained because of Hesach Hadas to mevatel mitzvah saseh berchas Kohanim. Meaning like this, Rashi doesn't mean the Shechina is still on the hands of the Kohanim, says the Pnei Maven. The Shechina ain't there. Like the Gemara says, only the Zman Shebeis Hamikdash Kayam. What Rashi's bothered by is, he knows Tosfos' pshat, that the real reason you're not a duchen is because it's going to distract the people if you have a mum. It's just that's not enough of a reason to refrain from duchening when you have an obligation to duchen. The real reason is, since back in the day there was a legitimate reason not to duchen, and that is that people couldn't stare at your fingers, So nowadays, where there's a shvacha reason, we still keep the ancient custom in place. But that reason alone of Pesach Hatatz would not be strong enough. That's basically what he's saying. You can't just use any minhag avasim yadein. You can't violate an avera because of minhag avasim yadein. It's like a guy told me, that's not a good reason, but you have a chiyuv to do it. The guy told me he talks by davening because minhag avasim yadein. So I told him that if you flip around the word minhag, then you get Gehenim. So I said, you'll be in Gehenim together with Avaseinu. That's, you'll be together over there. I didn't really say that, just for the video. But for the video, while it's on record, that's where both of them will be comfortable. Yeah. Anyway, but that's no extra charge for that. Okay. So that's basically what we're saying, that if a person, if the only reason would have been Hesach Hadas, that would not have been a strong enough reason to abolish the mitzvah of duchening. But because of what used to be, that when there was a legitimate reason, so, and now we have a shvach reason, it stays in place. He says an example of this would be that there were masakein to write a date in a get because of basa chosei, even though now there's no chshasha basa chosei, because nowadays there's a chshasha of mamzeros, even though they never would have been misakin this to begin with. Basically, he's bringing a proof that sometimes we will keep a takana in place, even though the reason of the takana is no longer in place, and nowadays it's a much weaker reason, even a reason which never would have caused us to be misakin in the first place. He says, the Radvaz says, Bizman Hazeh, you're not to look at the hands of the Kohanim because of the Shechina. The Radvaz didn't know Tosis. What the Radvaz means is what I'm saying. What the Ravaz means is, really the reason is because of Hesach Hadas, but because there was once a reason of staring at the hands, so that remains in effect. So this is a little bit of a doichek pshat in the Ravaz, and in Rashi, you hear what he's saying in Rashi? Rashi doesn't mean bizman hazeh, there's a problem of looking at the hands of the Kohanim. Because there isn't. The Gemara says only bizman shveis megashkayim. What Rashi means is, since there was such a problem once upon a time, we'll allow it to continue because of Tosfos' weak reason of Hesach Hadas. Again, that's not going to help us for the Zayar, because the Zayar says explicitly, the Shechina is still on the hands. But again, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says not so. Also, Rashi in the Medrash implies that even Bizman Hazeh, the Shechina is on the hands. So we have a very important approach over here, and that is the approach of the Nazirut Shimshon. It's very difficult to read it, but once we decipher it, you'll see a very beautiful approach for Rashi, for the Zayar, not like Tosfos, and L'chari, not like the Mishnah Brura, and that is Avada, Navada, Navada, the Shechina is still on the hands of the Kohanim. Either Gemara says it's only when the Beis Hamikdash was standing. No, the Gemara doesn't. Look in the Nazir Shimshon. We said it's a zecher lemikdash, right? We said the Mishnah Berurah says it's a zecher lemikdash. Other Magen Avraham says it's a zecher lemikdash. Says in the Mishnah, but look in the Zayar. Mash even Zman Hazeh, the Shechina is on the hands because it covered Shechina. Aye, the Gemara in Chagiga that says only Zman Shveis Meishkayim. Okay, Mashkos the Chagiga the Abgam Mishum Shein of Keyos Zman Beis Hamikdash. That's Dafka Mishamein of Chaos, Bizman Beis HaMikdash. Avada, the Shechina is still on the hand. But when the Beis HaMikdash stood, the Shechina was so intense, it would diminish the eyesight. Nowadays, it will not diminish the eyesight. The second Beis HaMikdash, you weren't allowed to look, and it would diminish the eyesight. But Bizman Hazeh, it's so weak, it won't diminish the eyesight. You still know how to look at it. Not everything. Yeah, that doesn't immediately diminish the eyesight is a good thing to look at. Says the Nazir Shimshon. He says, "Uvezem Yushem Ashik Shu Toisus Arashi." This will answer. This will find Toisus Kash on Rashi. Just asked on Rashi, how could you say that the Gemara Chagiga says only Bizman Shveis Mekayim? Then tomorrow only that Bizman Shveis Mekayim Chaos. But Bizman Hazeh, you still now to look because of the Shechina. 16, If you look in number 16 in the Tosfos Chadashim, who he says, the Bar Tanura says that you can't look in the hands of the Kohanim because Ein of Keos, Ayin Chagiga. It's not only the Zantri Tanish Kayam, and that's Tosfos Kasha. Look in the Zaya, that's Mashma, it is because of Shechina. No, what the Gemara means is that B'zman Shem Zekayim Nein of Chaos. And by the way, the Tosfos HaRosh says this Beferosh. If you look at number 17, he says, even though B'zman HaZeh Ein of Chaos, K'mo Yishu B'zman Shem Zekayim Nein of Chaos, B'zman Shem Zekayim Nein of Chaos, because he has Shema Meferosh. But now, that you're not Mevarach B'zman Shem Zekayim Nein of Chaos, but you're not a look there because of the Shechina. So it comes out that the Mishnah Brura doesn't pass in this way. Right? The Mishnah Brura holds like Tosfos straight up. That Bizman has there, there's no Shechina. I, why you know how to look at it? Like the Magen Avraham says. Zechel HaMikdash. But there is a concept. So the truth is, they did tell you the wrong reason. That's not the reason. We don't pass in that's the reason. But it's a reason you should be aware of. It's still not a good idea to look at the hands. In other words, what? You should stay under the talus. Stay under the talus at all times. Don't come out. They say Bashalom and the people say Amen. Why? Mishnah Berurah says they shall make Mikdash. But there is a shita of the Zayar that says there is Shechina. Rashi's mashma that way. It says the Rosh is mashma that way. It says Chadashim is mashma that way. And the Nazir Shimshon answers there's not Shechina Kaim in of Chaos. Not Shechina based on Shechina. It's still not appropriate. Let's go to number 18. Sefer HaEshkol. Who's the Sefer HaEshkol? If I'm not mistaken, the Eshkol is written by the Ravid. Oh, I was waiting for that question. The first one. The father-in-law of the Ravid, right? The son-in-law, I believe, wrote the footnotes on the Rambam. Ravid 1, if I'm not mistaken, wrote the Sefer HaEshkol. He writes in very small print. Says the Eshkol Chagiga. No, say the Eshkol Kimatu Leberes Kainim. Oh, with the Inna, the Pasuk Kani Yadai also Sakuvain El Suchen Lamay Lufneim Beima the Kavod Rosh the Amar Man Mesag Kainim Meshesh Rochin End of Chaos. Yishum Shasim Shal Yudayim Kamatzvayak Adata. So the Eshkol is mashma a bigger chiddush. That not only you're not look at the hands of the Kohen because of the Shechina, but that Shechina is still causes Ein of Chaos. So you say, what? But Lamaisa, we don't pass them. So why is everybody so scared? The answer is this is just another example of the phenomenon that anything which is a sakanta, everybody gets very scared of, right? It's like they say, Halavai, the Aser Sadibros were written in the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Right? Halavai would say, Loi Stigzal in the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Now it's only a Dairaisa, but if only it would be some kind of super mystical Sakana, then maybe people would say that. And we have to have a shir just on that statement. If only it would be in the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Now, if you look in the Nachal Eshkol, he says, which is a commentary on the Sefer Eshkol, I don't think so. He says, and he brings a Yushalmi. So why does the Eshkol disagree on Tosis? The Eshkol seems to say there's still a Svara of Sakana. That's why the Sefer Eshkol says, like it says in the Agadata. What's the Agadata? The Medrash Shir Hashirim. What does the Medrash say? Meitzitz min acharakim, right? Shapirish doima doidi letzi matzi medalig mi ilan ilan negeder legeder afakazro medalig mi beis haknez beis haknez beis haknez beis haknez levarches Yisrael. Oy med achar kosleinu achar kosle beis haknez 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 beis im kein after they said the shchina kishah is the same, but in it without chaos. So the Nachal Eshkol is explaining that the Eshkol holds that taka, the shchina that exists today, not only is there, but even causes ein of chaos, which is a das yachid. Let me bring your attention to the Shagas Aryeh. Let's see if we could figure this out. The Tchus HaRabim. Rashi says Einav Kehais, that the reason why a Kayan is not, who has a mum is not a duchen, is because the eyes might dim. Why? Because Rashi holds the Mishnah is talking about the Zman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam, and because of the Shechina. The question is, Rashi doesn't hold up. Why does Rashi say that reason? Why doesn't Rashi say a reason that applies even to Zman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayam of Hesach Hadas? Again, what the Turi Eben wants to say is, how does Rashi know we're talking about Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam? So this is another way of answering Rashi. Rashi says there's Shechina. The Gemara says only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Rashi feels the Mishnah is talking about when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Why does Rashi feel that way? Because it says a Kohen who has a mum on his hands can't duchen. Why doesn't it say a Kohen who has a mum on his nose or his feet can't duchen? Because that will cause a problem of Hesach Hadas. The answer is Rashi is specifically referring to the issue of gazing with Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam. Why doesn't Rashi bring the reason of Hesach Hadas? He says the nafka mina would be, like the Yushalmi says, that what if everyone is a Zoriz and could focus even though the Kayan has, you know, a kangaroo growing out of his hand, you know? Let's say somebody's a Zoriz. Let's say the whole Tzibur is a Zoriz. Rashi wants to say the chash of histaklos because that's a nafkamina. Even if people won't be Mesiach Das, this is still an issue. Look in the Torah Yevon, look at number 20. Torah Yevon says, Perish Rashi, V'amrin b'chagigah, mistaklim b'kayhan m'shash sh'nosein kapeyan, ein of kehois, because of the Shechina. Aye. The Gemara says it's a problem, even on the hands and the feet. And if the reason is the staklos of the Shechina, there's no Shechina on the feet. So says the Torah Yevon, maybe Rashi holds, once people are going to look at the feet, they're going to come to look at the hands. However, Tosfos asks on Rashi, that Bezman HaZeh, there's no Shechina. So the Torah Yevon says in the paragraph that begins, Venerally the Rashi said it with Kavana. Because Rashi won. Well, back then they didn't. Yeah, but we're talking about Rashi's time and Rashi learning on the Mishnah. Why didn't Rashi say, like Tosfos, that the problem is Hesach Hadas? Because Rashi is bothered by a question. Why didn't the Mishnah say talk about other mumen? Must be the Mishnah is talking about when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and it's a problem of the Shechina, and that's only an issue of mumen shabiyadav. Aye, what about Hesach Hadas? No, there's an afkamina if the whole tzibur are zeriza. The Dvar Avram has a different nafkamina, very interesting nafkamina. Meaning another reason why Rashi picked the reason of looking the problem of the Shechina and not the problem of Hesach Hadas. The situation would be, what if you already heard Berachos Kohanim? So there's no issue of Hesach Hadas. What if the Tzibur already heard Berachos Kohanim? So then Tosfos' reason doesn't apply. Hesach Hadas. So what Hesach Hadas? I already got it. No, I already got it, L'chaira. You only do it in Eretz Yisrael? Taka, you're allowed to be Mesiach Das. Okay, so look in the Dvar Avram. Dvar Avram says, is there a mitzvah? We know there's a mitzvah on the Kayin to give a bracha to the Yisrael. Is there a mitzvah on the Yisrael to get a bracha from the Kayin? Last year we had a shir that the first Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Chaf Ches says it's a mitzvah for the Yisrael to be part of the bracha. So he says, let's look at number 21. Ve'ikar hadavar nira li raya brura, that there's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to get a bracha. because Tosfos says it's usher to look at the hands of the Kohanim because of Hesach Hadas. What's Tosfos talking about, Hesach Hadas? So what? I'll be Mesech Das and I won't get the bracha. I'm not, the Kohen's out of Duchen because I might be Mesech Das, so I won't get the bracha. Must be, good. Egamal Yisrael Yishmetos Barach. I, Rashi says it's because of the Shechina. Rashi for sure holds there's a Hesach Hadas problem. Why didn't he say the reason of Hesach Hadas? You could say the Nafka Mina is a Tzibur that already got the bracha one time. There's no problem of Hesach Hadas. They're not Chayiv anymore. Okay, that's a good point. There is a slight machlokes within the world that there's a mitzvah for the Yisrael to get the bracha. What does that mean? One second. Is it that the Kohen has a chiyuv and the Yisrael has a chiyuv to get brachas Kohenim? Well, if that's the case, the Kohen is only mechuyiv once a day, then the Yisrael will only be mechuyiv once a day. Or is the bracha, or is it that the Yisrael doesn't have a chiyuv to get it? It's that when the Kohen is there, you have a mitzvah to be part of it. So in that case, whenever he's doing it, you should be part of it, the Dvar Avraham says. And if he's doing it a second time, you should be Mesiach Das. In other words, if it's, okay, so if it's like a Kohen has a chiyuv to give Berachas Kohanim once a day, just like a Jew has a chiyuv to put on tefillin once a day, a Kohen has a chiyuv to do it once a day, and he still has a chiyuv to get it, so then if I already got it, I did my mitzvah, I don't have to pay attention a second time. No, they don't have to. Again, you're only mechiv to where it's fallen once. If you do it a second time, you get a mitzvah, but I don't have to do it. Okay, let's end off with the following. There's an interesting girsa of a medrash found in the Ravid. Now, this Ravid, we have to determine which Ravid this is. The Ravid's commentary on Masechta Tamid, they asked Rabbi Akiva, how did you achieve such glorious wisdom? He said, I never contemplated doing an Avera. I never spoke to a woman when she was a Nida. And I never gazed at the hands of the Kohanim when they were Duchenim. Which is a Pela Asuma. There are probably a lot of people who never gazed at the hands of the Kohanim. And they can't even learn a Black Gemara. And yet, but Rabbi Akiva. But anyway, this is a very interesting concept. In the Sefer Megadim Chadashim, he says, that if looking at the hands of the Kohen, it causes your eyes to dim, then Midatay Meruba, not looking at the eyes of the Kohen, causes the eyes of the Seichel to illuminate, and Mamela Rabbi Kiva reached very high levels of Torah. The bottom line is like this. It seems like the Mishabura Pasul is like Tosfos, that the Zman Hazeh, the Shechina is not really on the hands of the Kohenim, and it's only Zechel HaMikdash, but there are legitimate ways to learn Rishonim, that the Shechina is still there, and that is the opinion of the Nazir Shimshon and the Tosfos Chadashim. So I'm not here to tell you to look at him and climb, because you're not allowed to do it anyway. Zeichel HaMikdash. So I say like this. It depends who you are. Some people, you tell them a Zeicher to the Beis HaMikdash, we don't do it. Oh, Beis HaMikdash, Zeicher. To them, that's more of a significant reason. Other people, they don't remember the Beis HaMikdash anymore. But you tell them that their prescription's going to go up, that they're scared of, so whatever works, Rabbi Sai. But either way, don't look at the hands of the Kohanim, and we should talk to the real full-fledged Shechina to return to us from Harvey Amin.
Okay.